Oh, okay. Sorry, wrong number. Hello?
Hey, Miss Healy.
Yes.
Hey, I'm this Yolanda with Emergency Roadside Assistance. So, you all still in the same location?
Well, no, because I figured the roadside assistance isn't going to help. We're trying to get the vehicle. There was, like I said, I told you how there was that little shack gas station.
Right,
That was
right.
like it's closer to us than the Loves is. It's just back the other direction,
Right.
and I mean, we have to stop. We start the car, we drive it for maybe 2 minutes, and then it overheats again. We pull over, start it back up, drive 2 more minutes, and
It'll
then
blow up the motor.
because it keeps
It'll blow up the
Yeah.
motor.
overheating. So now we're trying to get back to that area.
Right. And you all don't have any water or nothing with you, huh? Nothing to be able to.
No, that's why we're trying to get back to this place to try and get some.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause I did. I talked to a provider and she gave me a quote of $375, and she really was just giving me a quote just because she already let me know that she's not able to accommodate. She said she's not even able to accommodate one adult and two car seats. So, that's what I was really telling you. I wasn't trying to be funny. It's just that I already know,
No,
I've been
I know
here.
that. I mean, we have, like, the thing is, just on the roadside assistance on the sheet that I have, it says that, like, if there's an emergency, they, like, we'd have to pay for the gas, but, it, like, if we were in, like, you can bring gas and all this stuff for the emergency roadside assistance, and I need water brought to me,
Yeah,
and
but they don't do that. I'm
they
sorry.
don't
They
treat
don't do
gas.
that. Yep. So that's the reason. Yeah, they don't. I do apologize. I hope that you all do make it. I mean, maybe if you get closer, like you stated. Maybe you probably should have stayed on the way to the Loves, because I feel like Loves will better accommodate you than them.
It's 50 miles, though. There's just no way.
Yeah, but I mean, even if you could have made it for the 25, because the coverage was 25 miles, remember? I mean, I don't know
Yeah.
exactly how far that was. Probably 5 or 10 miles, maybe. Probably why you're going back that way, but because I know Love's, they have like a little shop or whatever where they can, be able
Yeah.
to fix on cars.
Well, maybe if we're closer to this place, I'm gonna maybe try and get some water, and then maybe we can try and get back the other way and get it farther, and I'll call again.
Right, and just see if you can get it within the 25-mile radius. You know what I'm saying?
Slow it down a
Yeah.
little.
And then we can be able to help you, okay?
Well,
So don't.
either way though, I have too many people with me though. And
Yeah,
we're in the
that's
middle of the
true.
desert. It's too dangerous for them, for us, my family, to just even my kids to be out in the middle of nowhere, standing in the, you know what I mean? Like,
Right, I
it's too
gotcha.
dangerous. So,
Yeah.
I guess it's not gonna help. But all right, thank you. That's all I needed.
All right, Ms. Lee. Well, thank you for trying to use emergency roadside assistance. Have a good night.
Good night.